I'm living my best life. I don't know where it's taking me, and that's fine. At least it's what I make it, so I don't mind. Oh no, no, I don't mind. Oh no, 'cause nobody ever makes it out alive. So I'm living my best life.
It's Terry.
And Sherry.
And it's 30 Years of Nonsense.
Yes, welcome to Thursday afternoon at 4 p.m.
Yeah.
We're running today.
Man, what a day.
If you could see us both, we actually both look completely frazzled. We both have way too much on our plates. And at about 17 minutes after 3, I said to Terry, we got to go. And we live 30 minutes away.
Yeah, man. It was, you were driving.
I was driving frantically and you took.
Within the speed limit.
Sure. And you took 4 conference calls on the way here.
I did. Oh my God, it's so busy.
So don't forget, we both have day jobs.
Yeah, yeah. But I gotta say,
we do this because it's our passion and our fun.
Yeah.
But sometimes we're feeling a little stressed when we get here. So if you give us a moment, we'll get into the groove and we'll be all settled back down and super focused. But we are excited about the topic today. We're continuing our series in, where are we at now? 90s, Terry?
No, I'm still in the 80s.
Oh, you're stuck in the 80s too?
I threw in some really killer tunes that I've been kind of just sitting with this week. So, I thought I would do that. But let's get, you know, back to living our best life. We got a little bit more of this, and then we'll get going.
Okay.
We're back.
All right. Speaking of living our best lives, you've had a big change for trivia. Would you like to make that announcement officially on air?
Yeah. So officially, I'm back where it all started. May 2018, I decided to do an event at a local brewery, microbrewery at the time.
It was kind of a joke. So why don't you tell the whole story?
Yeah, it was kind of a joke. So I was on an insurance board and somebody said, hey, we want to host a party at this brewery. And I said, okay, great. I'll make arrangements or whatever. And I went in and we had this really great night. And the manager at the time, her name was Stephanie, and she said, and again, it's not important, the names. But anyway, I was talking to this lady and she said, I said, what do you guys do on Thursday nights normally? And she goes, no, we don't have anything really booked. And I said, why don't you have a DJ do some music trivia? I think it'd be great. And she goes, great. Do you know one? And I said, yeah, I do. But he's a bit of an idiot. And she goes, oh, could you put me in touch? I go, yeah. Hi, I'm the idiot. And she was like, what? And I said, yeah, it's me. I would love to do some music trivia with you guys. And that started it all. And then kind of accumulated from there. I remember the first night we had our trivia night in there.
Yeah.
Back in 2018.
So pre-pandemic.
Pre-pandemic, the place was packed.
Right. Okay, so where are we talking about?
And now we're back. Okay. At Spearhead.
Right.
It's last night we were back for the first time in years, and new ownership and new people, new staff, new everything. And it was fantastic.
Oh my goodness. It was so amazing. First of all, we do want to thank all of our supporters and people who have been with us since those early days in Spearhead of 2018,
who
have followed you to a number of different venues because you are a great entertainer and you make everybody feel special and important. And I know that's why they follow you around. But we've never really had 100% fit since we left being there.
No.
So everybody feels like we've just gone home back to where we belong. Everyone is very excited, including me, about being on the Spearhead patio in the summer, because there's nothing better in the West End than the Spearhead patio in the summer. So we're delighted to be a part of that again. And as soon as we made this huge announcement late last week, everybody was up in arms, excited.
The amount of people that personally texted me or reached out to me or DM'd me about going back, it was incredible. So I do thank you all, because it was amazing. And the people back at Spearhead, they welcomed us back.
Oh my goodness. They were great. So good. And so last night there was not an empty seat in the house. The entire place was full.
Yeah, it was jammed.
So
it was great.
That was fantastic. And, you know, the new management and the new wait staff and the people that we connected with last night made sure that we and everybody else were really well taken care of and had a fantastic time. So we're very excited to be back where we belong.
Yeah, everybody from the guy that was cooking the pizzas, Cody, that guy was great. He was throwing pizzas up. It was great.
Yeah,
I mean, the food was fantastic.
So we're very excited about this change. And I know that Trivia is only going to get bigger and better. And I cannot wait.
It's huge too,
right?
And they've extended their patio by double. It's amazing. I'm so excited.
It's dog friendly.
It is dog
friendly. We're not going to bring Piper.
I'm not bringing Piper
because she's not people friendly.
She's too friendly.
Well trained. Let's put it that way. So we wanted to share that announcement right out of the gate this afternoon, because we are super excited about it. And then we're going to jump back into the music, but we will touch on this. And we do encourage anyone and everyone to come out and try one of the great trivia nights and try Spearhead.
Yeah. And what is great about it is you're going to make your reservation with us or with Spearhead directly. And then we'll send your reservations over to Spearhead and we'll coordinate everything. So tables are prepped and ready to go. And it's going to be a lot of fun. There was a couple of growing pains last night because we didn't have the speakers in the right place for everybody, as far as I'm concerned.
That's you being nitpicky. No one else noticed. I can't believe you said that on the air.
Well, it's just me.
It was perfect.
Okay.
Just take
it.
Well,
I want it to be better.
Okay.
I want it to be better than perfect. Anyway, let's get into some music then.
Okay. Tell us why you picked these songs. These are Terry Tales.
Yeah, I mean, this song is iconic in my mind as an 80s song. 99 Red Balloons, or in the German version, I'm playing the English version, 99 Luftballons by Nina. She's just a single-named artist. It's kind of funny. She's from this little town in Germany, and this was a huge number one hit in the UK for like 4 or 6 weeks when it first came out. But she, in my opinion, this is just a one-hit wonder, but I love this song and I thought it would be great. I loved it in the 80s, 90s. Again, it's another 45 in my collection.
Okay.
And I thought I would play it.
Well, I do think, though, I will share with people that you actually ding people, depending on the version you play at trivia, whether they put 99 Red Balloons or 99 Luftballons. And being someone who plays on a team, it's really annoying.
Well, you know, the problem is, though, if you play in novice, I will give it to you as 99 Red Balloons, just because you're novice and you don't know any better. But when advanced players play, like last night.
Fair. Okay. Right? There was two perfect scores last night.
There was two perfect scores, right. And it was incredible. But what I will tell you is those teams, I mean, there was a song, Kiss, and it was Tom Jones and The Art of Noise, and only one team got the art. I was giving it as Tom Jones up until they got The Art of Noise, and then I had to go back and take a point away from every team.
That's right.
On the advanced side, not on the novice side, on the advanced side. I'm much stricter on the advanced side because these people are audiophiles.
Yeah, they're great.
So anyway, let's do a little Nina 99 Red Balloons. Fantastic song. Here we go.
You and I in a little toy shop, buy a bag of balloons with the money we've got, set them free at the break of dawn, to one by one they were gone. Back at base, box in the software, flash the message, something's out there, floating in the summer sky. 99
That part of the song right at the end. Anyway, what'd you think of that song?
I think it took me straight back to the 80s in my brain, which is a good place for me because I was less stressed in the 80s. I had less things to do. I was just busy being a teenager, and that was fun.
It's so funny because when I woke up this morning, it was what, 10 after 7?
Yeah, and we got up late. It was bad.
Yeah, it was crazy because normally we're up at 4:30 in the morning on Thursdays.
On Thursday, yeah, we're usually at Toastmasters and up and moving by 4:30, and this morning it was 7:30. And I felt it for every minute of today that I'm behind.
Yeah, I kind of feel the same way. I was like, I should have been up at 5.
I know.
Even if I wasn't going to Toastmasters, because I wasn't today, I needed that extra 2 hours that I lost.
I think that's why we're feeling frazzled. So
yeah,
tomorrow,
100%.
If you're looking for us, we'll be wide awake at 5:15 a.m.
Yeah, and I'll be still at my desk at 8 o'clock.
More nights?
So, yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. I have plans.
Oh, do you?
I haven't told you yet, but we'll tell you later.
Oh, man. All right.
All right.
Welcome
what else
to
do you
want
from
life.
The 80s? I don't want to talk about now.
No,
I want to talk about the 80s.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's talk a little Suzanne Vega.
Okay.
Do you remember her?
Yes.
All right. So a lot of people love the song Tom's Diner.
Yep.
Right? So that was the original version, and then there was an Eminem version of it, and there was a whole bunch of different remixes and stuff. So I'm not playing Tom's Diner. I'm playing Luca. I don't
That's
know if you
what I think
it.
Of. I do, because I've lived with you for 32 years, and you love this song.
I do love this song.
I don't know why.
And it's not a nice song.
It's not a nice song.
It's kind of like The Woman in the Wall from last week.
That was weird, too. What's wrong with you?
I don't know. But anyway, this song takes me right back to when I was a child. Not a child, but I was, in my early teens. I listened to this song one weekend. I was away with a friend at their cottage, and we listened to this album, the entire album, over and over and over again.
Okay.
On cassette.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah,
so you had to rewind.
No, we just played one side and let it play, and then we flipped the cassette, and then we played the other side.
Right. I forgot you
right?
could do that.
So, yeah. So, it was a great song. Now, this takes me right back because this was literally early to mid-80s when this came out. And then her second album was Solitude Standing. I don't know if you remember that.
Not specifically.
Yeah,
I think of her, I think of these two songs.
Well, it's kind of funny because I was a very big Suzanne Vega fan in the early kind of 80s. Like, it just kind of went with that whole...
You like this, because even the next one, which I'm not going to say what it is, but it's got this really kind of... gray, melancholy kind of sound to all of them. And you didn't really go through a gothic phase, but you might have went through some, preteen emotional
angst.
Turmoil.
I don't know. I don't think so.
I don't think we labeled it what we label it today. But what I know of you, you've always been pretty happy and confident and that good stuff. But you tried to have a little bit of a, you and your Doc Martens and your kind of goth time, which I was always like a poppy girl or like a preppy, wannabe preppy, let's put it that way. Couldn't afford to be a real prep. But you were always kind of in there. But I feel like you must have had a season when you were into this really kind of melancholy music.
I don't know, because it all kind of falls in with all the other stuff. I just think I love music.
Oh,
and
you
this
do,
is part
sure.
of it, right?
Yes.
So anyway, let's play a little Suzanne Vega.
Okay.
And we're playing Luca.
I try not to talk too loud. Since its inception in 2022, CFRC Power Plays has become the number one destination for all things Queens football.
And that is a touchdown for the Gales!
With over 50 million lifetime views, CFRC Power Plays is the defining voice in Queens football coverage.
Looking for Nico Cuomo! Cuomo! My goodness! Nico Cuomo with a touchdown!
Follow us today on Instagram at CFRC Power Plays, your number one spot for rock solid football action.
That's a great little commercial.
That was a great commercial, Jesse. Got me all jazzed up about football.
It's funny because, and I was just telling you yesterday, I guess somebody from my childhood reached out to me on Facebook, and she was like, hey, I didn't know you were on CFRC. Did you know that my son plays football for Queens?
And oh, I'm like, cool.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, that's pretty neat. So anyway, I was telling her that we're going to be involved with the whole Queens things coming up, and I'll see her at the game. So I'm going to reconnect with a childhood friend.
Excellent.
So it's pretty neat. Yeah, her youngest apparently plays football for Queens and goes to Queens. So yeah, it's kind of neat.
Very cool.
So before we kind of jump off Suzanne Vega, do you remember the movie Pretty in Pink?
Of course.
Well, left
Who doesn't?
Of, well, I'm just saying, the Tom Hughes movie, right?
No, Tom Hughes is
sorry, John
like
Hughes. John Hughes. Sorry, John Hughes. So anyway, one of her songs, Left of Center,
yeah,
was
I
on it. Do you remember that?
Yeah. So I think it's on the soundtrack. I had the little pink cassette.
You still do. I have it in a box upstairs in our cassette section.
You have all our things.
I know. I have all the music of everything. I have some that say Sherry Martin on 45s.
Oh, boy, yes. Well, you also have some 45s that have your ex-girlfriend's name on them we found last summer.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, we should call her and see if she'd like her 45s back.
No, she doesn't. As far as I'm concerned, okay. She's not getting them back.
Have you spoken to her recently?
No. She just doesn't want them back, as far as I'm concerned. All right, let's play. This is about to be...
Okay. You got to tell what this song, what this is your song.
This is my song. I love this song through and through.
Might be your number one song of all time.
I got to be honest.
And it's not U2.
And it's not a U2 song, but I play this album and I play just her while I am cutting grass. I live to play this album. And it's grass cutting season soon. So
it is almost.
It's literally going to be Tracy Chapman time.
So context, we have a large property that takes about 4 hours to cut on a riding lawnmower. So that can get you a couple of albums in.
I play the album at least 2.5 times.
Right. So you know that our lawn is 2.5 times the Tracy Chapman album.
Yeah. And I've actually done an extended play and put some extra songs from her other stuff in there. So I put a little, it's grass cutting time and just it's all Tracy Chapman. I don't play anything other than Tracy Chapman when I cut the lawn. I don't know why. And it just soothes me. It brings me back to like being a young guy.
Okay.
And listening to Tracy Chapman. I mean,
it is a great song. I really did like last year's remix, though.
With Luke Combs?
Yes.
So
he did a really good job. Now, nobody's ever going to take it from Tracy Chapman, but he did a really good job.
Well, when he played with her with the CMAs, it was the first time she'd played this song publicly in 15 years.
Wow. That's really cool.
It's
what
really
a great
cool.
Experience.
Yeah, and for her to get the award, right, as well with him. So, yeah, really, really cool. Love Tracy Chapman. Love this song. I hope you guys do, too. And then we're going to switch things up a little bit.
I noticed that. Yeah. It takes a bit of a left turn.
It does.
That's okay.
All right.
You get a fast car. I want a ticket to anywhere. Maybe we make a deal. Maybe together we can get somewhere. Any place is better. Starting from zero, got nothing to lose. Maybe we'll make something. Me, myself, I got nothing to prove. You got a fast car. I got a plan to get us out of here. Been working at the convenience store. Managed to save just a little bit of money. Won't have to drive too far. Just cross the border and into the city. You and I can both get jobs and finally see what it means to be living. See, my old man's got a problem. Yeah, but the bottle, that's the way it is. He says body's too old for working. Body's too young to look like his. My mama went off and left him. She wanted more from life than he could give. I said somebody's got to take care of him. So I quit school and that's what I did. You got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away? We gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live and die this way. When we were driving in your car, speed so fast it felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us, and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder, and I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. Got a fast car. We go cruise and entertain ourselves. Still ain't got a job. Now work in the market as a checkout girl. I know things will get better. You'll find work and I'll get promoted. We'll move out of the shelter. Buy a bigger house and live in the suburbs. So I remember when we were driving in your car. So fast, it felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us, and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone.
get a fast car. I got a job that pays all our bills. Instead of drinking late at the bar, some more your friends than you do your kids. I'd always hope for better. Thought maybe together you and me find it. I got no plans, I ain't going nowhere. So take your fast car and keep on driving. I remember when we were driving in your car. Speed so fast, I felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us, and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car. Is it fast enough so you can fly away? You gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live and die this way.
Such a great song. I just feel like I'm on my lawnmower in the front of the house.
You're not. And it's not quite season. Our lawn actually currently has a little bit of ponding going on it due to all the melt.
I'm sorry. Did you say ponding or flooding?
Lake flood ponding. Yeah. We had some geese in it.
Yeah. I do love the beginning of the season where there's the little animals and critters.
We do. We get ducks.
Yeah.
Because the end of our driveway where there should be like sewers and things like that are not, because we live on a country road, so there's a bit of a culvert and we get a big bunch of ponding there. And then because we live in the country as well, we get wild turkeys and geese and ducks. And actually last summer we saw a pig and we thought my mom was going crazy. Which she might be, but we thought my mom was going crazy when she said she saw a pig, and then I saw it. So now we're both going crazy if
now,
that's the case.
Now there's a pig running around the backyard.
I know, that's weird.
Yeah, I mean, it could be wild. I don't think it is,
no,
but I'm
I
not
think
sure.
It's one of the neighbors.
You do?
Because there's farms up and down our property.
There is, but
so
I don't know.
I think it's one of the neighbors for sure.
Yeah.
But yes, thank you for taking us back to Tracy Chapman. That is always worth a listen.
Now, I'm going to do a pivot, and we're going to go into my early 80s rap phase.
Well, this is when you became a rap guy. Before that, you were all melancholy and dark, and now you're a rap guy.
No, I was breakdancing back in the 80s.
Okay.
I had my own little
and
piece of cardboard.
And what were you wearing on your feet while you did that?
I was wearing my Adidas.
All right, I gave you that. I teed it up, right?
Yeah, you did. And I loved this song. This was great. I loved all the different artists, Kumo D, and just, I loved Run DMC.
Oh, you love Run DMC.
I do.
You also
I
liked when their
Boys.
Heads were in Futurama.
No, that's Beastie Boys.
Oh, that was Beastie Boys?
Yeah,
you
I love
also
Beastie
love
Boys.
The Beastie
yeah,
Boys.
Yeah. I do. License to Thrill.
And you love the movie Straight Outta Compton.
I do. I love everything about my 80s time.
And your childhood was exactly the opposite of that demographic.
Yeah, well, you know. That's okay.
However, you can enjoy and appreciate the music.
I do. I loved it. I had a big boombox, too. Mm-hmm. And I used to walk around with it like an idiot. But anyway, because they were really heavy and they were...
I know, but everybody had them because there was no such thing as earbuds.
Yeah. Well, everybody also, you just went to a park and you played it, and then you would all start breakdancing. It was so much fun.
I know. That sounds like a good time.
All right. Well, let me put on a little My Adidas by Run DMC.
My Adidas walk through concert doors and roam all over Coliseum floors. I stepped on stage at Live Aid. All the people gave and the poor got paid. Whatever, and you won't be had with more.
to perpetrate and lay down law from state to state. We drive along gravel dirt road on street. I wear my Adidas when I rock the beat. On stage, front page, every show I go, it's Adidas on my feet, high top or low. When it's time to get ill. Got a pair that I wear when I'm playing ball. With the heel inside, make me 10 feet tall.
My Adidas only bring good news, and they are not used as selling shoes. They're black and white, white with black stripes. The ones I like to wear when I rock the mic. On the channel of a famous university, we took the beat from the street and put it on TV. My Adidas are seen on the movie screen. Hollywood knows we're good, if you know what I mean. We started in the
alley,
now we chilling
Cali.
And I won't trip.
My Adidas. Oh, I didn't want to play that, so.
I would like to see you break dance now.
Oh, no, you're just going to see me break.
I was actually going to make that joke. You got ahead of me. That would be funny, right?
Yeah.
I don't think you can do that anymore.
Well, we'll see.
I do believe that you can't break dance anymore.
I bet you I can do a backspin.
All right. Well, we'll try see. That later. Maybe we'll video it. Maybe not.
Yeah, no, we will. Okay. That'd be good. We'll play my Adidas while I'm doing it.
All right. Do you want to do the weekend roundup?
Yeah, let's talk about the weekend. Well, first of all, let's, again, super happy to be back at Spearhead, guys. So let's talk about what's happening at Spearhead tonight. When we stopped in last week, they were doing bingo.
Yeah, which is really fun.
So they Thursday nights from 6 to 7, they do this live bingo game. You get your bingo cards and there's prizes and all sorts of stuff going on. Lots of fun. I really like that. And then after that, they have open mic night on Thursday nights now from 7 to close. And they've got this host, Lucas Duquesne. And he was setting up when we were there last night. It was kind of fun. So not sure if we're going to make it this week to there, but we will make some time to get in there.
And support them for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
I wonder, and we'll have to ask the people we know there, if it is just music or if they do any comedy or speaking, because you and I have long said we'd like to do a stand-up set.
Oh.
We think we're pretty funny.
I do think I'm funny.
Sorry, you said, I think I'm funny. Are funny.
Okay, I think I'm funny too, though. All right, well, we'll figure that out. I would love to do like an open comedy night where you just come up and do a live set.
That
would
be stupid. We're going to do that one day. That'll be very fun.
Yeah. All right, well, let's talk about the rest of the...
All right, well, I'll go first because you normally on the weekend then are just following me around and you don't even know yet. So he's hearing this at the same time as everyone else is this time. You do have some work interspersed in there. We're both in really busy seasons of our day job. So I know that you're also going to put in some work for your day job as well on the weekend where you can squeeze it in.
Okay, but before we get there, let's do Friday.
Okay.
So Friday, I'm DJing.
Oh,
midnight.
Yes, but you're running around before that with me.
Oh, am I?
Yes.
Oh,
sorry.
Dang.
Okay, so reminder, realtor, reminder, it is spring market.
Oh, I know.
And it is military move season in our town. So we are all very, very busy. So Friday night, we are going to 2 showings.
Oh, all right.
Yes.
Where are we going?
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
Locally, though. And then...
That's what I meant. I don't care where we're going.
Oh, yeah. We're not going far.
We're not.
Sometimes we do. I have a listing coming up in Brockville next week, but we're not going there on Friday night. You're okay.
Yeah, perfect.
Because then you're coming here at midnight to go into the darkness.
Yeah, I'm pretty pumped. I'm super pumped about this week's show. I'm pumped about every week's show, I got to be honest. And I'm loving that I'm going to just hang out here into the darkness and drink some of my aqua from...
From Spearhead. Look at that.
I know. Oh. I'm promoting everywhere.
Exactly. That's so good.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
So then Saturday, I'm not 100% sure whether or not you have to tag along with me or not yet. I think I have Rob coming with me, but I have an open house, which I'd like to share with everyone at 140 Falkirk Terrace, which is in Kingston. Beautiful, huge yard on a cul-de-sac in the West End. So we're going to be there from 11 o'clock until 1 o'clock, which is great. And then I am quickly zipping out to show some people some country properties, and then we're actually going to have some social life and have some friends over on Saturday night. And then Sunday morning, you have a walkthrough of a venue for an upcoming wedding that you're DJing. And yeah. I think you need me to keep reminding you of this.
Yeah, I do.
I think you're going to forget if I don't tell you that we have to do that.
Yeah, well, Saturday morning I have hurling practice.
Oh, right. You do have hurling
practice.
And
I need to change my Adidas because I bought the wrong size. So I need to change my Adidas.
That's great. Okay. So then Sunday morning we're going to do that vendor walkthrough at the upcoming wedding. And then we're actually going to go up to Sherbet Lake because I have an upcoming listing on a waterfront cottage.
Yeah.
We're going to run around and do that.
Okay.
And then you also have a consultation with the bride and groom Sunday night that I also haven't told you about until now.
Fantastic.
Welcome to our world. And then it's Monday again and we start all over again.
Yeah.
So that is the nonsense Monday. That is Sherry and Terry's life. There's no rest for the wicked.
Yep.
But that is what we do. And then we're excited because next Wednesday we'll be back on regular routine and back at Spearhead and we're going to have another fantastic trivia night. I guess we're going to have to figure out how you're going to announce your rounds or you're going to have to be earlier.
Well, what I did is I actually I've started putting everybody into a chat.
Okay.
And I'm just going to send it out on Sunday night.
You know what?
Monday?
We can also give it to Spearhead. They can put it on their socials and things
like
that.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll share it on ours. We'll get them to share it on theirs. And then I'll do what I always do. I'll send out an email.
Yeah.
Giving out the rounds to our regulars.
Text everybody.
Get everybody. I added some people to our regulars list last night. And then we'll just kind of get it all set up and get it going. It's going to be great.
We'll get into rhythm. That'll be great.
Yeah, for sure.
So that's what we're up to. If anyone sees us, come on up and say hello. We always are happy to chat. So let's jump back into the 80s.
Yeah. Well,
because the 2026s are too busy for my brain.
I know. This song is one of my favorite kind of crossover 80s dance rap songs.
I'm at a bar in Toronto when I hear this song and I'm dancing.
I'm behind a DJ booth and I'm spinning this on vinyl.
Okay.
And I still have this on vinyl. I want to do a vinyl set, I think, one night at Spearhead for one of my rounds. It's a lot of work to set it up, but I think I really do.
That would be fun, yeah.
Yeah. All right, here we go. A little Easy Rock and Rob Bass.
Right about now, you're about to be possessed by the sounds of MC Raw Bass and DJ Easy Rock.
Listen to my rhymes, cause I'm all about dissing, cause need friends that act like foes, cause I'm raw face, the one who knows about things that make you get weary. Don't cheer me, just hear me out, cause I got the clout. Shout before I turn the party out. I won't stutter, project my voice, speak clearly, so you can be my choice on stage or on record. Go to the Wiz and select it. Take it off the rack, if it's back, put it back. I like the Whopper, the Big Mac. If you want static, so let's go. So throw up your hands, go for what you know. Bro, I got an ego. Yo, talking to me? No. Oh, cause robbers in the front, easy rockers on the back up. We're not soft, so you better just slack up. Cause I'm cool, calm just like a breeze. Rock the mic with the help of Easy Rock. On the set, the music play. Only cuts the records that I say. You ready now? One, two, three, get loose now.
My name is Stephen Brooks. I'm an emergency doctor and researcher in the Faculty of Health Sciences at Queen's University. Out-of-hospital cardiac arrest affects about 35,000 people across Canada every year. The sooner treatment begins, the higher the probability of recovery. Neighbours Saving Neighbours is a pilot program to improve survival for people who experience sudden cardiac arrest in Frontenac County. Let us teach you how to do CPR, use an AED, and become a lifesaver. Consider becoming a Neighbours Saving Neighbours volunteer.
Apply today at frontenacparamedics.ca.
That freaked me out a little with the heartbeat at the beginning. I was like, what's going on?
What's going on? And then he very boldly told you to apply today. So they were effective in their PSA. They made you sit up and pay attention. And that's hard to do.
For me, it is. Absolutely. All right. Well, guys, we're getting down to the end of it. We've got about 15 minutes left. I've got a few songs. They've got more than 15 minutes, but we're going to try and crush these in here. We're going to play a little song by Madness.
Okay.
Now, you guys, typically a lot of people remember Madness for Our House.
Our House.
In the middle of the street.
But I also would think about this one.
So this was a very poignant song in my life in the 80s, in the ska era of
my
life.
See, I told you, you kept evolving.
I did. So in the ska era, when I was wearing my Doc Martens.
I told you.
And my black jeans and my camo or my army jacket.
No.
And that. Yeah, I did.
No, you shouldn't.
I know, but I did. And that was it. And I wore, I had my head shaved and the whole kind of thing.
I bet your mom didn't love that very much.
I don't know if she did.
I'm sure she did.
But anyway, she did buy me the Doc Martens because she loved those shoes.
Well,
those were school
shoes.
Thing,
right?
Yeah. Right? Well, they were also my school shoes back home in Ireland. So, but yeah, when she was back home in Ireland, she bought me these little 10-hole, they were called monkey boots, and that's what I wore.
Oh, okay. Well, I think they were called Doc Martens, but
they were.
We're going to play this other song that isn't Our House.
It isn't. And
it is
this
also
is
Madness,
one
though.
Of their biggest hits. So here we go.
Hey, you! Don't watch that! Watch this! This is the heavy, heavy monster sound! The nuttiest sound around! So if you're coming off the street and you're beginning to feel the heat, well, listen, Buster, you better start to move your feet to the rockin'est, rock-steady beat of Madness. One step beyond!
We'll be right back.
I just want to get up and do a little skanking around.
Don't skank.
That's what it's called.
I'm sure it is.
So with ska music, you would do this little thing. It's called skanking around.
Okay. But, what movie was that from?
One Step Beyond?
I don't know. Maybe it's just a memory I think I have, but I feel like it was in some kind of movie. It's taking me right back there. You don't have to go down the rabbit hole to find it.
I won't.
We can look it up later. We can want to get in some more music for the people who are listening.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny because this song is a late 70s song. It's like October 79, but it didn't come into my life until probably mid-80s.
Really? And it was a 70s song?
It's a 70s song, and it was kind of the beginning of ska music, or the revival, really, of ska music, because ska music was around the 60s, and then it kind of died off with disco and that, and then it came back. It made a big revival in the late 70s to mid 80s. Sorry, excuse me. And there was also a reggae version of this by Prince Buster in the 86. He put it on a B-side of an album with he had a big single, Al Capone, but there was a reggae version of this as well. And I remember that as well. But I mean, for these guys were huge part of my music, of the 80s.
Well, speaking of reggae versions of things, by the way, you threw everybody for a loop last night at trivia.
I did.
So one of the rounds Terry did, and I don't actually ever remember you doing it previously. I remember you doing some different stuff. But last night, one of the rounds at Spearhead was all songs you would know but reggae versions.
Yeah, I did reggae covers.
It was pretty cool.
Yeah.
It took a minute for it really to sink in. Like, one of the songs was Ironic by Alanis Morissette.
Yeah.
And it took a couple minutes for the brain to go, I know this, and you had to think about it. And it was really hard to just listen to the lyrics and not listen to the way it was being sung. But it was fun.
So
people liked it.
Yeah, very much so. And what's funny about it is actually the team that scored the highest, I asked them how they knew it.
Yeah.
And they said they weren't listening to the song. They were listening to the lyrics.
Yeah, of course.
They were literally just listening to the words. And I said, yeah, absolutely. Like, you had to take everything else away.
Yeah.
But I play so much reggae in my Friday night show that it just came to me. There was a few reggae covers that I'd done, and I was like, oh, I got to play a reggae. So I went and found.
Yeah, it was fun. So I don't know how you keep coming up with new ideas, but you're very good at it.
Yeah. So I'm going to play another one in the same kind of genre as Madness. I'm going to play a song by The Specials, and this is called A Message to You, Rudy.
Okay.
And again, it just falls in that whole thing for me. So here we go. A little message to you, Rudy.
Time you straighten.
is another song that I think, had I not known you, I would never have known, because I don't think I ever heard that song until I met you. And it is just one that is a classic Terry song.
Yeah.
You really like that. And honestly, I know I've said this before, but I don't know that I was really paying attention to the Smiths or the House Martins until I met you as well. And now as soon as I hear them, I think of you, which the good news is I most often think of you. So that's good.
That's good.
Yeah, it works that way.
Yeah, I mean, there's a whole kind of just music place there in the ska and the reggae, and it all comes together. It's just, it's got that brass section and the steel drum.
It's a great tune.
And it's a lot of fun. I mean, there's the Jam. There's just so many great bands that I could play. I'm going to finish off. I got one more in, and I'm going to get in Billy Bragg. So we're going to see him in July.
Is that the one that's at the Spire?
Yeah.
Okay, great venue, by the way.
I know, I love that venue. But we are going to play, we're going to finish off with a little Levi Stubbs Tears by Billy Bragg. And Billy Bragg, to me, again, takes you back to that folk, your Tracy Chapman, Suzanne Vega, and, you know, Nina, that kind of whole angst, I guess. But for me, I loved Billy Bragg. I got to see him in the late 80s with a really good friend of mine, and we saw him at the Masonic Lodge. I did get in a little bit of trouble.
Yeah.
We'll leave that alone.
Your parents wouldn't be happy about that.
My dad knows. But I did get a ticket.
Your mom knows.
Yeah, I know my mom knows. But anyway, it was a great night. The bands were great. I loved him on stage. He's banned in Australia, which is a really weird thing.
Why? What'd
he do? He doesn't like the Queen or the things she did.
Okay.
And he's English. Mm-hmm. And the Australia they were like, hey, we're loyal to the Queen. You can't come back.
Okay, but she's gone. So can he go back now?
I don't know. I don't think he likes the King either.
All right.
So anyway, here's a little bit of Billy Bragg. I hope you guys like this. It's going to end our night off. We'll come back. We'll say goodbye. But here we go.
Some enjoyment out of being alive. No one could say that she was lifted up on the shelf. It's you and me against the world, kid. She mumbled to herself.
Well, that ends it off on a little bit of a mellow note, I must say.
Yeah, I don't like that, actually. I was just thinking that I would like to go back to It Takes Two, because now I feel mellow and I wanted to feel energized as I left the station tonight.
Well, you know what? We'll play some It Takes Two in the car on the way home.
Okay, how's that sound? Appreciate that.
Yeah,
yes,
yeah. I have one song that I didn't get in by The Cure, but I'm going to move that to next week, and I'll finish off my 80s and move into the 90s. Actually, you're up next week.
Okay.
You're in the 90s. I'm going to move in, and you can't play Barney. So
right, because I'm only good until 96 when I had a baby, and then after that I